Welcome to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. I am your host, Debbie Reed, the Manager of Persistence and Outcomes. We just ended week three of Fall 1 2021 term. If you are a 493 student, you completed the Leadership Capstone Assessment this week. Make sure you do the post-work for leadership by 11:59 p.m. the day before your class. And please remember to check your messages daily from your ATI coach. You'll be taking the Capstone B assessment next week. Remember to do your best so we can see what areas you need to focus on as we begin VADI in week five. Also complete the 493 questions each week as these will prepare you for your exit exam and NCLEX. If you need assistance, please reach out to your 493 professors or to me. Delayed requests for assistance may result in late work completion and a need to redo this term. If you are a 480 student, you will be taking the Capstone Fundamentals assessment next week. You should have received a welcome email from your ATI coaches to start your capstone orientation. Please get this completed before next week so you are ready to begin your capstone journey. Please make sure you are preparing each week as well for class and reaching out to your professor for one-on-one tutoring and the nursing academic specialist Hermie Barbieto if you are needing assistance with study habits and skills as well as any difficulty in understanding the content. For the rest of West Coast University who may be listening in, reach out early for help. Your instructor is conducting group and one-on-one tutoring, and you have the nursing academic specialist workshops and one-on-one sessions available. Take advantage of everything that we have to offer you. It's all set up for your success. This week's podcast is discussing pediatric congestive heart failure with nursing academic specialist Elena Brazier.
Hello, my name is Elena Brazier, and I'm a nursing academic specialist here at West Coast University, Los Angeles. And this is a presentation on pediatric congestive heart failure. Congestive heart failure, or CHF, occurs when the heart function is impaired, cardiac output is decreased, and the heart cannot meet the body's metabolic nor circulatory needs. Early signs and symptoms of CHF include poor feeding, tiring easily, irritability, diaphoresis, and tachypnea. As for poor feeding, because of this, these children are often underweight or have slow or minimal weight gain for their age. As far as tiring easily, this is especially evident when the child or infant is feeding or eating, as they get breathless and they may stop their feeding early. As for irritability, the child may cry, whimper, or whine often, and they may seem difficult to console. Diaphoresis and tachypnea, so these early symptoms may often be confused with upper respiratory infection, and they do, in fact, often have more URIs, or upper respiratory infections, than other children of the same age in the same setting. As for the intermediate signs and symptoms of CHF, we have pallor and cyanosis, tachycardia, respiratory distress, and edema. Respiratory distress may present as nasal flaring, grunting, tachypnea, dyspnea, retractions, a wet-sounding cough, and appreciating crackling lung sounds upon auscultation. The crackling lung sounds and the cough are secondary to fluid overload. As for edema, this is also caused by fluid overload and may be especially evident in the child's face or around the eyes, which is known as periorbital edema. Older children may have jugular venous distension, which is another sign of fluid overload. For the late signs and symptoms of CHF, we have cardiomegaly, cyanosis, poor peripheral perfusion, hypotension, and cardiogenic shock. So cardiomegaly is hypertrophy of the cardiac muscle. Cyanosis, poor peripheral perfusion can manifest as diminished peripheral pulses, cool, pale, or bluish skin, and then hypotension and cardiogenic shock, which may present as emergencies for this patient. As you can see in this side-by-side x-rays, on the left here we have the normal heart of an infant, and then the second x-ray on the right we have an enlarged heart indicative of CHF. Interventions for the child with CHF include identifying and treating the cause, supportive care, diuretic medications, afterload reducing medications, critical care management, and heart transplant. As far as identifying and treating the cause goes, CHF are often caused or associated with congenital cardiac anomalies or dysrhythmias. So often addressing these underlying causes through cardiac surgery or interventional cardiology are helpful in treating and managing CHF. For supportive care, we decrease physical activity and promote rest. We offer nutritional support through healthy diet, increasing overall kcals, or sometimes through NG tube feeds. We also, for supportive care, include case management and support groups. We may also consider things like supplemental oxygen and therapeutic positioning to help promote breathing. Next, we have diuretic medications. So some examples of diuretic medications include furosemide, thiazides, and spironolactone. Diuretics help fluid excretion for the pediatric patient experiencing fluid overload. Next, we have our afterload reducing medications. So medications that reduce afterload and therefore help increase cardiac output include ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, and digoxin. Then we have critical care management. So the pediatric patient will be admitted to the critical care or intensive care unit if cardiac surgery is necessary. The pediatric patient might also need intensive care for severe respiratory failure requiring intubation or for inotropic support for late stage CHF. And then last but not least, we have heart transplant, which may be necessary for children in end stage heart failure. Medications and management after heart transplantation are lifelong, but children typically require critical care management before and immediately after heart transplant. Thank you so much.
Nelson Mandela said that education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Preparing for NCLEX is part of your nursing education, and once you have your RN license, you will be changing the world. Remember to reach out for help and support. We are here to help you be successful. Thank you for tuning in to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. We'll be back again next week with another learning experience.